Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea, happy Wednesday. Welcome to the show today. We got a lot coming up today, including, are these the best bands from each city? And I know what you're thinking, and there's a criteria here that is not like you think. Like if I were to say the Supremes or something like that, you might say, okay, well, the Motown, but that's not it. The Thrillists got together and said, a true band, not a singer, a band that got together in a city, all right, from a city, and happened to be a big star. So if Jay and Allison go to Nashville and become a country duo, we're not a Nashville country duo. We're from Detroit.
Yeah. That reminds me, I want to start talking about myself in third person.
Yeah.
Because your baby girl did it last night.
Who?
Alicia Keys. Who looked fabulous, by the way, but she was doing a tribute to New York, and she was naming artists that are from New York.
Oh, on Sunday night you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry, on Sunday night on the MTV Music Awards. And she's saying, she's naming all these big New York names, like Biggie, like people that you know. And at the end she goes, oh, and Alicia Keys. She doesn't say me. She was like, and Alicia Keys. And I was like, that's cool. I'm going to do that.
Oh, that girl's on fire. How could she not?
Mm-hmm.
Also on the show today, we have a Jace Jr.'s announcement we want to make. We'll do that this hour. Why people are saying 90s, the 90s were the best decade ever. I put some things together that I will play for you. You tell me, could it be from the commercials to the movies to the music? When you think back on life, was it the 90s? We'll see. I always think it was the 80s for me. So that's coming up.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Comedian Norm MacDonald died yesterday after a secret 9-year battle with cancer. He was only 61 years old. He kept his cancer diagnosis a secret from almost everyone because he never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him. This is such sad news. Adam Sandler, David Spade, so many celebrities, well, and just people in general, paying tribute to him on social media. Season 38 of Jeopardy kicked off on a bittersweet note with a tribute to late host Alex Trebek.
Earlier today, with Alex's wife Jean, son Matt, and daughters Emily and Nikki, we dedicated the stage in his honor. It will now forever be known as the Alex Trebek Stage.
I honestly don't think we're ever going to stop missing him. Seriously, I think about him randomly throughout the week, and I'm just so sad that he's gone. A man was arrested after showing up at Ariana Grande's Hollywood Hills home in the middle of the night. Then he flashed a knife when security tried to get him to leave. So Aaron Brown is the 23-year-old who was captured right around 2 a.m. last Friday at her property. He showed up, demanded to see her. Security obviously refused to let him in. It is unclear if Ariana was home at the time. She has filed a temporary restraining order against him, and there will be an upcoming hearing later on. And finally, you ever wonder what the difference between the award shows in the US and the UK are? Here's why Ed Sheeran doesn't like award shows in the US.
The room is filled with resentment and hatred towards everyone else, and it's quite an uncomfortable atmosphere. In England, our award shows are just like, everyone gets drunk and no one really cares who wins or loses. It's just sort of like good night out.
All right, TV Tonight, we have Family Game Fight and the second season finale of Press Your Luck.
Chelsea, thanks so much. Coming up on 100.3 WNIC. How about the best bands by state? What was the criteria? We find out. Also, we have a big Jay's Juniors announcement coming up this morning. Jay Towers in the morning. 100.3 WNIC. I'm going to be leaving today to go to Vegas. Going to stay over at M Resort for a couple of days. Maybe check out the iHeartRadio Music Festival. But
we're so excited to live vicariously through you.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time.
You know, this is the first time I will have been on an airplane in about 2 years. I've not been on an airplane in almost 2 years.
That's right.
Yeah. I think the last time was Jace Jr.'s, which we have an announcement coming up. Yeah. So listen to this. So Thrillist, you guys are familiar. It's like a website, Thrillist. They always put out like different things when it comes to music. They put together something, biggest bands per state. And the criteria was the band must have been formed in or primarily based in the state in question. Lots of groups moved to Los Angeles or Nashville or New York after scoring a record deal, but they're not from those cities.
Right.
As
okay.
We know.
So that's good. That's good criteria.
That's a good. And then here's the thing that really narrows it down, especially when you hear some of these. Only groups, not individual artists, are considered. This makes the list very narrow because it doesn't include now hip hop artists or country artists that, you know, a lot of, you know, you could be a hip hop star and it could just be you.
But you're not a group.
But you're not a group. So that's right. How they narrowed this down. And they said these are not simply the favorite bands from every state. They're considered a part of a secret recipe of historical significance, influence, popularity, and quality.
And probably most famous.
Yeah.
I already know ours. So, I want to guess it before you say it.
I think you won't get ours. But
really?
We'll say.
Then I won't.
Because I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. It's not the Temptations.
Well, it is the Temptations.
Allison! It is? Then how did you not get that? I did not get that.
Well, I was going to tell anybody I didn't get it. I hate myself for it. I don't know why. I kept thinking of Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. I kept thinking it would be that.
My brain went straight to Motown, and I was like, who do I know is from here?
But it's funny that you say that because, you know, when it comes to, say, an artist like, for Ohio,
mm-hmm.
This is a Motown song.
The Isley Brothers. That's right.
So the Isley Brothers are from Ohio.
Oh, that's good.
It's the best thing that came out of Ohio.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I have to say, too, the reason the Temptations... Remember that Temptations movie?
Oh, yeah.
It was really good, and it was all, you know, took place here, like the whole backstory, so that kind of helped me, too.
Who do you think the pride of Texas is?
Oh, gosh, Texas. That's hard.
Group.
Okay, Texas. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Stand by.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. No. Oh.
Destiny's Child.
I didn't realize that they were all from Texas.
Okay. Yeah, I guess they would be, right? Because they got together when they were younger. I always forget Beyonce's from Texas. She seems so New York to me, but I'm reminded because anytime she does something charitable, it'll always be like she'll build an apartment structure in Texas or a school in Texas.
How about Florida? Who comes to mind for Florida?
Why am I not getting any of these?
Creed.
Are they from Florida?
I thought they were. I don't know.
How about this? Well, I walk back down. No, I walk back down. I'm petting the Heartbreakers.
Oh, that's good. It would be hard to beat them.
Yeah.
I know. And again, this is Thriller. So, I mean, they're not doing this necessarily based on who had more hits or who made more money. They said they have a formula, but it's been pretty good. How about if I said Indiana?
Oh, Jackson 5.
Will Allison be right?
Hey.
Look at you.
You're doing really good today.
I would totally have you as a partner on Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can't get bigger than that in Indiana.
I had such a hard... I put this all these little clips together when I was home on Sunday while the Lions game was on, and I was having such a hard time because these songs are so good. Like, you just want to get a clip of them, and then I ended up listening to the song. It took me like 2 hours or something.
Yeah.
It should have taken 5 minutes.
Like right. Going down a rabbit hole.
If I say California...
Gosh, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Beach Boys.
That's a great guess, Chelsea. Not right, but that's a really good guess. Beach Boys.
Oh!
Allison nails that one.
God! I haven't gotten one of these.
I mean, you can't not think California. With the Beach Boys? I mean, isn't every song that they have?
Is that common knowledge? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Do they give like a second place and a third place?
If there was, I didn't see it. There was also some states that had bands I had never heard of.
Right. So oh, wow.
I picked a couple.
Do you have an example?
I'll have to send you the list.
Okay.
New Jersey?
Oh!
Bruce Springsteen.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. E Street Band.
Perfect.
Sorry, Bon Jovi.
Right.
Sorry. We're not going to beat the boss.
Boy, and they easily could have been there.
Sure.
Last one, Illinois. Anybody from Illinois? Anybody know Illinois? Ooh. Chicago. So Illinois.
Chicago.
No, not the band Chicago, but I'm just saying Illinois.
But they, They are from there.
The winner here was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go. Thank you, Thrillist, for the fun here this morning on 100.3 WNIC. 100.3 WNIC, Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea, good morning to you and happy Wednesday. Today we told you it'd be the day that we wanted to make an announcement about Jace Jr., so I wanted to go through that with you guys. Before we do, I just wanted to say that I went back and did a little history because, you know, we've been doing this so long and I was looking at a couple benchmarks. Like 2014 was the first year we took kids on an all-expenses pay trip to Disney World.
What was the year?
2014. So that was trip one. Okay. And then trip two happened in 2015. And then trip three, 2016, was Allison's first time with us, Chels. Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy because I was trying to think back and I was like, I feel like it's 2017 because it just doesn't seem like we've been together for that long.
We hadn't. As a matter of fact, I'd only been working with you guys for a couple weeks.
I know, but to think that that was 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, years ago. Mm-hmm. We went on our fourth trip in 17, our fifth trip in 18, and of course our sixth trip in 2019. I was trying to figure out what year was the nosebleed, and I think that was 18, right? Or was that the last time?
Yeah. No, I think that was 18.
So was there nothing? That's right. Nothing happened in 2019 thanks to the welfare checks that I'm responsible for now.
Our last time flying and our first time flying charter. So we had the whole plane, our plane. So last year we did Jace Juniors at home. And, you know, since we started Jace Juniors in 2014, it has always been our goal to make the holidays unforgettable for sick kids and their families at Christmas. We know this. And once again this year, the pandemic has grounded our annual trip to Disney World. And although the situation with COVID-19 has improved dramatically, and it has, taking children, many with compromised immune systems, on an airplane to Orlando,
the majority of them,
is not a risk we are willing to take with children and families who've endured so much, you know?
It was such a hard decision to make, too, because those decisions have to be made now.
Now.
And things could be different in a few months. But with everything now downturning,
it's just not responsible.
It's not.
And also, a lot of the kids that we take are under the age for, like, say that the families say that they wanted to get their kids vaccinated.
Right.
If they're not a certain age, they're not able to. And with, immune compromised systems, you know, they might not be able to.
Right. And that's why we decided this year again to announce Jace Juniors at Home. Jace Juniors at Home is back. And while the world continues to fight what's left of COVID-19, children in Metro Detroit haven't stopped fighting countless chronic and terminal illnesses. They're fighting right here at home. So Jace Juniors at Home wants to make the holiday season unforgettable. Maybe it's a new Xbox. Maybe it's a new bedroom. Maybe it's movie passes for life. Whatever it is, we want to do our best to make dreams come true for your child and the family. I mean, it could be extra gifts under the tree. It could be something to make life easier for the entire family. One of our Jace Jr.'s kids needed a very special chair to sit in just to be comfortable.
Right.
We have had Jace Jr.'s kids that asked for new beds.
Johnny asked for a new bed, and he passed.
Right.
Which is just heartbreaking, but we're happy that we were able to give that to him.
Maybe something to make the easier life a little easier for the family, right, Allison? You get behind in bills and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that was the, you know, it couldn't be exactly what we wanted it to be.
Right.
But the fact that we could, you know, give you the opportunity to say, this is something me and my family could really use right now.
Yeah.
Was definitely a good substitution.
So we're asking you to give Jace Juniors a shot to make this holiday season the best of all time. Application for Jace Juniors this year will be on WNIC.com shortly. And here's the biggest part I want to remind everybody. I was a guest on a podcast the other day. It was a Superman podcast elsewhere.
Oh, okay. You have got this. What is that Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
I'm Walter Mitty. Yes. But I was a guest. And the guy was so nice to ask me. He said, and you have a charity, I think, too. And I said, yeah. And he goes, how can we get our people to help and donate? And I said, that's so sweet of you. I said, if you want to do something in the spirit of what we do with Jace Juniors at Christmas time, safely go to a children's hospital and bring every kid coloring books or do something nice for kids at a children's hospital or that are sick in the hospital. I said, because we don't really take donations. We never ask listeners or viewers for that. I said, we do our Jay's Juniors program with the support of our unwavering partners this year. Kroger, Planet Fitness, Masco, Canterbury Village knew and raised so much money for us this year. Jersey Mike's, big, gigantic national Jersey Mike's. Imagine Entertainment, where, you know, you see our movie trailer during the holidays and popcorn sales go to Jay's Juniors.
And you will see it again.
And our friends at Angels, that's right, and our friends at Angels of Hope. So we really appreciate them. That's why we can do this. And Jay's Juniors at Home is really going to be special this year. Because unlike last year where we did this and we were really buttoned up on what we could and couldn't do, at least we can,
we get
to know a little more about you. You know, maybe the three of us can come by the house and drop something off, or, you know, there's a lot.
Yeah, last year we were very locked down.
There's a lot more we can do. So Jay's Juniors at Home is ready to go this year.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
It is time for Feeling Good in the D. It is brought to you this morning by our friends at McDonald's. So, Allison, you have a big, no, you have a little sister. You're the big sister.
Right.
Chelsea, you have a big sister.
I do.
So they're calling this the best big sister in the whole world that will make you feel good. It is a little girl who's very concerned that her baby brother's teething ring may not be safe.
No.
And I guess mom was filming this and then they put nice music behind it. But it is feeling good. Listen to this.
Mommy. It can't have real grapes.
They're just pretend, honey. It's called a teether. So he's just like to chew on stuff.
But I don't have teeth.
No, I know. I know.
Are you sure he's safe?
Oh, yeah. He's safe, honey. He's okay with that, I promise.
I just worry about him because I love him.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You are the best sister.
Yes. Best in the world.
I just worry about him because I love him.
I love him.
Oh, how sweet.
That is the sweetest thing. I am curious, how did they catch that on camera? Like, that didn't...
I think she was filming it, like, on her iPhone. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a very sweet exchange, though.
Well, there you go. That'll make you feel good, warm you up all day. New York's Captain Lawrence Brewing and Snyder's of Hanover have teamed up for the first ever Snyder's of Hanover pretzel beer collection. What is it? They're saying that it's two beers with actual pretzels in it. Is that right?
That can't be.
How could that be?
It can't.
That would turn to mush.
The other way around, though, pretzels with beer in it isn't anything really new. I think they've already done that. You know,
it says it's a gose style, gosey.
Goes. Goes beer. It's something that's gross, but my wife likes it.
It's a style ale brewed with Snyder's of Hanover pretzels.
It's like sour.
Oh, so it's in the brewing.
It's in the brewing.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, I thought they were just going to be like chunks of pretzel in your beer.
Yeah. That's usually why you send a beer back at the bar. Allison, but you're like a beer house, aren't you? Like, that's more than a mixed drink. Is that something Warren would like?
Well, he'd try it. I don't, you know, whether it's something he'd buy again, but he would definitely try it. And he does love Hanover pretzels.
I spend time with the beer people. I'm not one of them, but I think it's like a sour. The goes is like, I believe it's like a sour beer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Listen, I mean, like you said, I'll try it. I mean, remember at one point they had that Jones soda that tasted like gravy and mashed potatoes.
That's right.
I wouldn't even try that.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I mean, this is probably pretty good.
Okay, you know what you guys need to try? The Pop Daddy pretzels. They're pretzel sticks, and they come in all these different flavors. The yellow mustard and the hot sauce. Unreal.
I'd love to try it.
Pop Daddy pretzels.
One other pretzel recommendation.
Sure. Yeah,
I have these pretzels in my house that are made out of cauliflower. And they're really good.
I try it.
I have yet to have anything made out of cauliflower that's bad. All of the substitutes are so good.
How are we looking for today?
So much better. Storms are gone. Summer's gone, too, for a little bit. High temps in the 70s. Nothing more than a spotty shower. Back to the 80s on Friday.
Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time.
One, two, three.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Back in the Day is brought to you by Thornton and Grooms. 69 years ago in 1952, the classic I Love Lucy episode, Lucy in the Candy Factory, first aired. sounded a little like this.
All right, girls, now this is your last chance. If one piece of candy gets past you and into the packing room unwrapped, you're fired.
Yes, ma'am.
Let her roll!
That's a classic episode, right?
It is a classic episode. I am completely alone in my being over-the-top annoyed with I Love Lucy.
You know why?
Not Lucille Ball specifically. I mean, she's groundbreaking, legendary. But yeah, honestly, continually trying to destroy your husband's career because you want to be in the act is just unacceptable.
I thought you were going to say because the reruns ran too much.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought she was going to say,
you mean it's the
too.
Philosophy of Lucy's life.
Oh, it's her whole philosophy. Yeah. It's like, this is your husband. You literally tried to destroy him because you think you have talent and you want to be famous, too.
Yet he continually will put the neighbors who are much older in all the acts. It's always Fred. Oh, let's do a barbershop quartet. Bring Fred in. He's 90.
You can't deny that talent, though.
Fred's good. He always has been. 50 years ago in 1971, Columbo debuted on NBC. It starred Peter Falk.
I don't think I've seen one episode of Columbo.
Oh, my God. I love Columbo.
That was... being a little kid at grandma's house.
You know, it's really sad. And he did a great, it's great. Didn't look sickly or anything like that. But Columbo's very last episode happened in the 2000s. And it's like,
really?
Yeah.
And in the 2000s?
Yeah. And Columbo goes to a rave where they're selling drugs and like finds a murderer.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah. And they used to do like a Columbo mystery like maybe twice a year after the 90s. Like, I don't know.
And he had a glass eye.
Yeah, always. He had at least her children's book, The English Roses.
I don't know she had a children's book.
I did not
book.
Know that existed.
She's got a big booty.
Yeah.
Like now?
Yeah, that was. Do you guys read that yesterday?
No.
Oh, well, the VMAs, showed off her behind.
But I guess the Twitter sphere was going crazy. Not that she showed it off, because that's pretty normal. It was that it was very ample.
That's the look,
if she
right?
was wearing butt pads.
Isn't that the look, though? Isn't that what everybody
no,
wants?
No, it is the look. Yeah. It's just, I think people were saying you didn't used to have so much going on back there. J-Lo part two.
You know what's so funny? I mentioned you guys the other day. Monday, Dina Cinefani's like, oh, did you guys see J-Lo at the MTV VMAs? And I said, no, I didn't see it. She goes, oh, you got to see the picture. And she pulls it up, and it was Alan and I. Mm-hmm. And she pulls it up and I look and I'm like, eh, you know, it's attached to J-Lo. And yeah. she goes, who doesn't like J-Lo? I said, when you work with a woman on the radio every day that despises J-Lo, eventually it wears off.
So it will seep into your bloodstream.
Yeah, I don't even know why I don't like her. I know I don't now.
Okay, that's funny that you bring that up, though, because I was hearing Dina talk about J-Lo on TV the other day, and she said, is there such thing as J-Lo fatigue? Yeah. And it is so, so true. I'm over her right now. And I think Allison has a lot to do with it. But like even seeing her at the VMAs, I'm like, I don't know what people are getting all up in arms over with her outfit. I don't think she looks all... I mean, she looks good, of course.
Yeah,
but like,
for sure.
The outfit wasn't
good.
Great.
I went into the whole thing. I'm like, you know, it's multiple boyfriends. And then the boyfriend meets the kids and then they get attached to the boy. Like, I'm doing your...
Oh, that was the final straw. Erasing A-Rod's kids from her life. I'm like, we're really done.
All right.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
A twin sequel called Triplets might start filming early next year. So in this one, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito find out that they have a third brother who's going to be played by Tracy Morgan. It was supposed to be played by Eddie Murphy, but now he's too busy. Janet Jackson has announced a new album titled Black Diamond. It's going to be her first album since 2015. A single will be released before the end of the year, and Black Diamond is due out sometime in 2022. Alanis Morissette did not attend the world premiere last night of her new documentary, Jagged, which explores the making of her breakthrough 1995 album, Jagged Little Pill, citing that this was not the story I agreed to tell. She said, I agreed to participate in a piece about the celebration of Jagged Little Pill's 25th anniversary, and I was interviewed during a very vulnerable time. She was in the middle of her third postpartum depression during lockdown, and she said, I was lulled into a false sense of security, and their salacious agenda became apparent immediately upon seeing the first cut of the film, and she just backed away from all types of support. And finally, Britney Spears shut down her Instagram account. So the move just came after she shared a post about waiting 13 years for her freedom. So everyone's talking about what suspicious timing. She took to Twitter to say that she's taking a little break to celebrate her engagement. TV Tonight, Family Game Night, and the second season finale of Press Your Luck.
All right. Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 100.3 WNIC, Allison has bubbles. Also, the best moments of the 90s. Was it the best decade ever? Many say yes. We explain why. Coming up.
Jay Towers in the morning. 100.3
WNIC. Allison, what's the bubble today?
Oh, this is so funny. Teddy bears. You may not know this, but teddy bears were named after Teddy Roosevelt.
I did know that.
And they were a huge hit, obviously, because we still love our teddy bears to this day. So a toy company tried to recreate the formula with the next president, William Howard Taft, and sold stuffed possums called Billy Possums. They did not catch on.
Shocking.
But teddy bear,
blown away by
but
that.
Wait a minute, but teddy bear for Theodore Roosevelt, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But why weren't they called Tafty Possums?
Well, William, Billy, I don't know. They went, Theodore, they went Teddy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So William,
yeah.
Billy.
Yeah. Right.
But why'd they pick
Tafty?
And it's unfair to the possum because it's probably a very sweet animal, but super ugly.
Right.
And it's not its fault. But why the possum? Maybe it would have caught on if you picked a
different
horsey.
Animal? Yeah, a horsey.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Tafty horsey. All right.
The Billy horsey.
The Billy horsey, right.
You stop trying to make Tafty work.
I'm going to make Tafty a thing. I thought this was fun, and I really went through and found some of these things that I think we would all either relate to or like, especially a couple of these with you guys, but the 90s. It was interesting how this came up, but the story is that the question was asked, when it comes to the 90s, 3 in 5 adults feel nostalgic about the 90s. So what's the best thing about the 90s? Well, 37% of people in this poll said that it was the best decade to be alive. I don't know if that's goes for everybody. I don't know. I think the 80s were the best time to be alive, but I had a lot of fun in the 90s.
I think that every generation, I don't know that there is a definitive. The people in the 70s looked like they were having a real good time.
Yeah.
I feel like it is common for a lot of people to say the 80s, though. I feel like there's a general consensus that the 80s was a great decade.
Here's the deal. When thinking about the 90s with this group that was asked, and a lot of this is the musical, and I know there's a rock element to this too, but just thinking about what the 90s gave us, listen to what it gave us musically. I put a little montage together.
If you want to be my lover.
Spice Girls.
Yeah, get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never.
And then Britney. We're still talking about Britney today.
Are you going to get to the part of the 90s that was good? I'm sorry.
How dare you?
There you go, Allison.
There we go.
Destiny's Child.
Backstreet Boys. You guys are welcome.
Your theme song there. And let's not forget this next band.
So still my favorite.
So there you go. I mean, some of the 90s music, very pop, obviously. Very pop. I mean, there wasn't a lot of Nickelback in there.
I will tell you, though, I spent the 90s doing alternative radio, and it was a good time in alternative. As a matter of fact, that was alternative radio's heyday.
You're right.
You don't really have a lot of alternative radio now.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it like Green Day? I mean, you could have Green Day in there. You could have... Who sings I'm a Creep?
Radiohead.
I'm a Creep.
Yeah.
All right. And then they're talking about the movies of the 90s.
Go on. I'll get the next one.
No, not without you.
I'll be all right. Listen, I'll be fine. I'm a survivor, all right?
You're not going to be fine.
She's not going to share the door with you.
Love you, Celine.
It is the greatest song in the world.
Yes, it is. about this for the 90s?
As if.
We got another notice from the fire department saying we have to clear out the bush. You said you were going to get Jose to do it.
He's your garden, and where you don't fit in.
Lucy, you know I don't speak Mexican.
I not a Mexican.
Great, what was that all about?
Lucy's from El Salvador.
So?
It's an entirely different country.
What does that matter?
You get upset if someone thinks you live below sunset.
Clueless.
That was good.
Alicia Silverstone, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
And no? Then this was oddly popular in the 90s for movies.
Let's all play fair. Here. Yo, spaceman, don't choke now. Come on.
It's gut check time.
Space Jam.
With Michael Jordan.
Yeah, right. And this song.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance.
I had a huge crush on a guy in high school that played basketball. And to like feel cool and like we were dating, I would play that song like in the car.
Yeah, that must have been just like dating him.
Oh, boy. What a loser.
How about television from the 90s? And I think that some of these, like this took the cake as being the whole reason people love the 90s. Listen.
All right, who would like some yams, Will?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, you know what? Can we please keep the chicken and the turkey and everything on the other side of the table? The smell is just, ugh.
Typical.
I'm sorry, what?
I said it was typical. Typical of you, Rachel Green, Queen Rachel, does whatever she wants in the little Rachel land. Seriously, who is this guy?
I'm sorry, do you have a problem with me?
I don't know. Do I? Do I?
I think you do.
I'm surprised, since you're not a Friends lover, that you were able to pick out such a good, iconic scene.
Well, Chelsea, yeah. I will tell you, when you're researching your prep...
Yeah,
you tend to go to websites that give you the 10 funniest scenes from Friends that got the biggest laughs, and that
he
was one
a
of
deep
them.
Dive.
Brad Pitt was on that episode.
That was such a good. That show meant so much to me back then, and I remember when they moved Survivor to Thursday nights, and I had this huge dilemma now, and I had to actually start recording Friends on Thursday because you have to watch Survivor in real time.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. How about this from the 90s?
What about our show,
Seinfeld?
That's right.
It was up there. I was up there, but I gave a little bit from all the different types. So obviously under sitcom, yeah, for sure. Then
did it actually start in 89?
It did.
It you're did. That's what
right.
I thought.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And I thought this show did too.
It's all right, 'cause I'm Saved by the Bell.
Now, Saved by the Bell was very much in 90s. For me, when I watched Saved by the Bell, that was a Saturday morning show.
Yeah, it's so funny because I was so into it back then. But when I catch it now... Like, and even back then, I was so into it, tongue-in-cheek. Yeah. But I still watched every episode and loved it. And when I see the reruns now, I'm like, God, this is the worst.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
It's so bad. And this show, I mean, in the time, I was like, this is my life. This program is me. And now I listen and watch it, and I go, this was terrible.
You can do whatever you want.
But Dawson, I want us to still be friends, and I want to know that you don't hate me.
Just words, Joey. Just words. Because after you're done dispensing your pleasantries here, you're going to turn around and you're going to walk away from me. Aren't you?
I have to, otherwise I'll never know.
Just go.
Dawson.
Joe, go. I'm telling you, before I take it all back, all right? Just go.
I like how he said things like, why you're here dispensing the displeasuries, or like things that guys would never say.
Everything that you said before going into that clip was not true, right? You've never seen an episode of that show.
I watch every episode of Dawson's Creek.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yes.
You probably had to watch it with a girlfriend that was obsessed with it. And
no, I was obsessed with Joey Potter, who was Katie Holmes.
I feel left out, though. I probably should go back. I've never seen one episode.
You're good.
I remember trying to watch a couple of episodes when I was really young and thinking, I don't really like this show. And I never went back, but it is on Netflix, I believe.
How about the commercials from the 90s?
Like, Nokia. Nokia.
No.
It's Nokia.
Nokia.
Yeah, Nokia
that
cell phones.
That doesn't stand out.
No?
The buzz behind that. Like, what an old commercial.
Wait until you hear this one.
TDK HS, the advanced videotape for today's VCRs. Blurry pictures cloud your soap operas. Get TDK HS and kiss bleeding colors goodbye.
No, a little VCR.
You know what? Maybe the tape? maybe the note, maybe I'm thinking that there were better commercials and I'm like, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? But that, maybe that was in the 2000s.
I think it was in the 2000s.
Yeah.
They're at McDonald's.
Baby!
Teeny Beanie Babies. You can collect them all. Four classic sets.
And Teeny Beanie Babies. People love the 90s. Well, the incredible part was that I knew that. That's incredible today. An Atlanta woman is making headlines. She makes a ton of money on OnlyFans. And she says she's too attractive to have friends. Moira Mills makes over $300,000 a month on the platform and says female friendships are hard for her because women are afraid she'll steal their husbands.
No, it's probably because your personality is horrible.
Horrible. Is she real pretty?
She's got a very large chest.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But did she, but like large enough to make $300,000 a month?
I mean, I'd love to know what she's doing on OnlyFans.
There's nothing. Anybody could buy those.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's incredible.
As far as her level of prettiness, it's average, to be honest.
Normally,
I'd say
Chelsea will put it on Twitter, but let's not.
No.
Here's one for Allison. As Allison will tell you, growing your YouTube channel can be difficult. But in the constant search for content that will bring viewers in, two teenage boys in Florida came up with a bad idea. Police in Tampa were called in when these two boys bought 7 slushies from a Circle K gas station with the intention of strictly throwing slushies at people to get more views on YouTube.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. The pair are out on bail with court dates pending.
That's incredible.
I'm trying to find Allison's YouTube. One of Allison's first. Well, I'm on your YouTube page right
does
now.
It still exists?
It does. One of your first videos I ever watched was you making Warren a sandwich.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
That one really had 2,900 views.
Well, it did back then. It hasn't grown at all.
Can I just tell you one thing? Here's your sad disadvantage.
Yeah.
Facebook, over time, has decided that they don't own YouTube. There's no benefit for them to have YouTube. They want you to do your own content on Facebook. So when you put up a YouTube video on your Facebook, you think the 5,000 plus people that love you would, but they won't see it. It'll get buried in the news feed.
Well, you're the reason I don't do that anymore. You're the reason that I completely forget I have a YouTube page. I stopped. I make my videos directly on Facebook.
And they do well.
And they do better, yeah.
I mean, you have the big audience there. Unless you have, I don't put anything on YouTube. I don't have an audience anymore.
No, I don't really either.
One more that's incredible today. This is a mom trying to discipline her baby. And the kid has such an awesome laugh that the mom, it's hard to discipline your child when your baby laughs.
Can
like
I tell
this.
You really quick before you play that?
Yes.
That was one of my biggest defenses when my mom was getting mad and she was coming at me. I could make my mom laugh, and my mom literally, through tears of laughing, she would say, I'm eventually going to stop and still kill you. Just know that.
Right. That's right.
Stormy, I'm not going to tell you again. Sit back. Sit back. Stormy. Girl, sit back.
That's scary.
It's so funny, right?
Oh my God, that's a little baby.
That's incredible.
That's so funny.
And there's your that's incredible. We just, you know, we were listening to Usher. I just read that listening to music is the number one way we let our hair down. Does anyone even say that anymore?
Like,
let your hair.
So.
Does that mean like let loose? Like listening to music?
Yeah.
Like I've had bad days before, or feel like, you know what, the only way I'm going to get out of this, and not never at home. I'd rather watch TV and sleep, but in the car, like I have been, like I'm going to find a good song that I like and try to get myself out of this, and then
crank it up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. As a matter of fact, I find that I don't listen to music as much as I used to. Like even when I'm exercising, when I'm taking my walk, I'm listening to podcasts. I'm, you know, in the car listening to, I listen to talk. I don't. And I think it impacts me creatively because I'm much more creative when music is playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I almost wish that I feel like I should force myself to listen to music because I'd get more out of it.
Well, they're saying that when the whole let your hair down thing is basically having fun. And most people say the thing that prevents them from having fun, work, and kids.
I was going to say, all responsibility.
Yeah, like anything in front. But then
was that supposed to be a shocking revelation from whoever told us that?
Well, it's funny to hear that kids would stop you from having fun, because most people say kids are the fun. And I mean, other than the responsibility, but I mean, kids can be fun.
Yeah, well, until you have a teen.
Really?
Well, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Listen, I mean, you like them and stuff, but would you call them fun?
Well, look at the baby from That's Incredible. That was laughing. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Allison, spend one day with my 3-year-old and 1-year-old nephew, and you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, I'm tired already.
Going out for food is another way we like to escape and have fun. A weekend trip. Comfort food. Like, how is comfort food the thing that helps you let your hair down? It's not. Comfort food actually relaxes you to go to sleep.
This seems like getting you out of a bad mood, not letting your hair down.
Yeah.
Comfort food, of course, is going to make you feel better. But
like celebrating your birthdays on here, like that's stressful for me.
That's silly. It's not anything. It's always nice to celebrate a birthday, to recognize someone's birthday, and to get the attention paid to you.
Yeah.
It's always nice, no matter how old you are. But it's not letting your hair down.
Unless you're celebrating a milestone birthday where you're having this big celebration. Yeah.
Unless that milestone is 80.
Yeah. Yeah. And ironically enough, going to a bar, which would be my number one thing for letting your hair down because you're going to drink, is number 7. So, way to go. By the way,
BuzzFeed.
Remind me to never. No, this is one poll, and this is all they do is ask these questions. One poll. Guess what? You're off on this one. This wasn't right. Concerts wasn't even on there.
What about swinging?
Swinging. Only in Florida. Battle of the Sexes, brought to you by Oakland Mall. There are 2 contestants on and ready to go. Today, Allison's going to play for Linda, who's going for her first win. Andrew is back and going for win number 2. How will it go? We'll see in the Battle of the Sexes today. Chelsea.
Allison, name something you might find in a person's shopping cart if they're planning a romantic dinner.
A bottle of wine.
Number 1 answer, 10 points. Jay, name a reason parents might want their kid to go to a particular college.
Because it's close to home. It's where they went.
Yes. Number 1 answer, 10 points. Allison, name something people mark on their calendars.
People mark on their calendars a wedding.
That is the last answer. 1 point for that. Birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by appointments. Yeah.
I have one written on my calendar for this week.
Oh.
Jay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jay, name something that spies in movies always carry.
What do spies in movies always carry? A gun.
Weapon was the number 1 answer. You are in the lead 20-11. Allison, name something kids get away with in school today that they wouldn't have 50 years ago.
Chewing gum.
4th best answer. 1 point for that.
What?
Talking back. Was number 1.
Is not acceptable in any decade.
And Jay, name a good occupation for someone who likes to be the center of attention.
A good occupation for somebody that likes to be the center of attention?
Yep.
An actor or an actress?
Yeah, another perfect game.
Andrew.
You win 30-12.
All right, Allison.
On fire.
Mm-hmm.